Cheering Kiddush Achronah for Yotas Kislot Chag HaChagim. We're in Simon Chavtes, Siv Yot Ches. We're going to conclude describing how one shapes his Midas in a positive way, very appropriate for Yotas Kislot. Zakolin Yin Achsidis is Lashan Estav Midayzov. And we're going to begin the Simon Lamed, which discusses Rechilos, Gossip, and Lashon Hara, Slander, etc. Halacha Yot Ches. Misha Chatech Haveri Kenegdeh. Someone, his friend, sinned against him, did something wrong to him. He wronged him. V'loy Ratzal Lechicha. He decided, I don't want to rebuke him. V'loy Ladar B'leklum. I'm not going to mention anything. I'll swallow it. O'machal I'beliboy. And he forgives him in his heart, he doesn't hate him, and he didn't rebuke him. So you think, one second, we said a person has to be mechazak to raise him in his chassidus. This is a positive and a pure, pious way of going about it. And you don't need to be afraid. The only thing Torah was careful about is that you shouldn't have hatred. But if you're not bearing a grudge and you're forgoing on your midas, then you got to go. Halacha yud tes. The person has to be very careful with the honor of orphans and widows. Is to speak with them in a very calm and soft way. To act with them with tremendous honor. And not to pain them even with words. To begin with, their heart and their soul is downtrodden. Veruch ha'namucha, with low spirits. Even if they have money, you would think, oh, they have the break cut. Even if she's the widow of a king, be yisayim about his orphans, his children, was harm on alim, we were still commanded specifically to give them that honor and be very careful. They're not paying any widow or orphans. Bris karos lahem. The Abishah, so to speak, cut a treaty with them. Misha amar v'ayah olam. The Abishah that he said, and with his words, with his utterances, the world was created, came into being. The shekozman shem tzaykin. Whenever they call out to the Abishah, machmas chamas, they were robbed or whatever it is. Shenas alam heim nanim. They will be answered. Shenam ayim tzayk yitzak elai. For if he will cry out to me, shomaya esman zakasa, I will listen to his gishrei, to his cry. But medvar mamorim shein esman l'tzarech atzma. If he's just painting them because he wants to derive benefit. If a teacher did it in order to teach these orphans Torah, or to teach them a craft, a skill, or to straighten out, to rebuke them, they go on the straight path. In that case, it is motor. Even then, to make sure to guide them in a pleasant way and with great compassion. The Abishah will fight their battles. Now, regardless if he's a Yasim, he's an orphan because he lost his father or his mother. To what point are they considered orphans? This is so long that they're, as long as they're not able to yet do everything like adults and they still depend on other people, they're still called the assignment. At that point, they're not anymore, once they're self-sufficient. A person has to be very careful. Which will bring people to suspect him of something wrong or to be chayshed. That he did a sin. Even though they're incorrect, he still has to be careful. We know that the Bachza Shekel, they would bring to a special Lishka in the base of Megdash, and three times a year a coin would go in to take out those coins for specific karbanas and for specific things they were designated to, as Ram described in the Shkalim. So when he went in, he would go in with a special robe that it was impossible to hide anything, so nobody's choshed him. This person also has to be careful to be yoitzah that the people are not choshed him. Just as he has to be careful with the way the Abishah looks at him. Wants to become clean from the Abishah and from between Yidden. A person should find favor and proper counsel or proper perspective. They should look at him wise in the eyes of people and the Abishah. Now, halacha chaval, midas chassidus, a proper, pure, pious way of living is to live the kabbatan, not to receive any gifts. Rak l'tzeich v'Hashem, continuously to trust in the Abishah, shidu v'debach sayo, the Abishah will give you, fill all your needs. Shenamar v'sayin matanis yichya, someone that hates gifts, he will live long. Now, halacha simon lamin halacha aleph. It's when we discuss the isra of rechilos, which is tail bearers, people that go around and yent and yachna press, right, negate them their tails, and lashon hara, which is slander, nekima netira, taking revenge, or reminding somebody that you're better than him because you're not going to take revenge. Halacha aleph. Ksiv, the pasuk tells us, le'selich rachel b'machel, do not be a tail bearer between your nation. Ezu rachel, it's lashon rogil, and rogil, the person that goes around, he's common, he walks around, dreitzich, the Zesha Toyin Dvarim, Behoilich Bezel, he has certain claims and it goes from one person to another. But Kacham or Plenty is what that person said. Kacham or Kacham, I'm Plenty. I heard this and this about someone else. He's saying the truth. This is what I heard about that person. Ava, he's just spreading rumors and even facts. But just going and yachning and getting people to discuss other people. Ava Bishul, Emes, even if it's true, but Gamein Begnus, it's nothing embarrassing. Still, Hareza Oiber Belav, he's transgressing a prohibition. Vu Oven Gadol, it's a great Aveira, regarding Lanarin Nefashis Mishrael, he's causing for people actually to get killed. L'kach Nesmach Lo, L'Samen Adam Re'acha, therefore, right afterwards, the Torah writes, the Isra, L'Samen Adam Re'acha, not stand idle while your brother's blood is being spilled. Say, because this was a good cause. Say, Lamadim, when he brings a story to support this, Ma'ir L'Doig Adami, Doig the Edomite, he came to Shaul while Shaul was chasing David HaMelech, and David HaMelech went to Noiv, this Noiv Ira Koyanim, and he went to Achimelech, which was the Koyan Gadol then, and he told him that the king, you know, he told him over that he's the son-in-law of the king of Shaul HaMelech, and Achimelech gave David the sword that belonged to Goliath, and food. For the way and v'cherev and the sword. Even though it was true, it wasn't in a negative sense for Achimelech. He didn't do anything wrong with what he did. Shaul would have asked him directly. He would also describe same exact thing, exactly what he did. He had no intention to sin and to rebel against Shaul. Despite this garma rechilos, Shaul doing this gossip of Doig Adami caused Shenergu Kamam Koyanim and Noivir Koyanim was all slaughtered because they, so to speak, de facto helped David HaMelech, which was the king's hatred to David. Halacha base. Yes, Amon Gadol said there's a greater Avoin from Rechilus, who Bechlal loves that, even though it's considered and it's part of the same category, who Lashon Hara, which is slander, who Hamasam Begnus Chaver, someone talks openly about the negative traits of his friend and embarrassing things. Afishayim Amos, even if he's saying truth. But he's saying the truth about a negative thing about his friend. If one is lying about other people, he's a different category. He's considered that he's spreading false and bad things about his friend. He's defaming his name. Someone that's slander. He's a guy who just sits and says this and this is. And this is what this and this person did, and his parents were such and such. This is what I heard about him. He says things that are embarrassing. This is what the Torah is referring to when it says, David should uproot all lips that speak smooth talk. Lashem the rest those, and a tongue that speaks haughty. In Hamakab Lashon Hara, he says the person that receives Lashon Hara, Gurum Yezman Oimran, brings from Rishus Chachma. Why is a person that listens to Lashon Hara even worse? Because he's ma'oided. He encourages him to talk more. Because if he would give a negative face and he wouldn't want to hear anymore, so that person would be embarrassed to continue telling or think twice before he shares the next thing. When a person receives it, he's causing him to, he's being ma'oided him to continue on in this vein. The Gzar Din of the 40 years of staying in the Midbar was only sealed Ela Lashon Hara Bavad just because they received, they accepted Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. Now, Halacha Gimel. Ad Heichon Lashon Hara, to what extent is it called Lashon Hara? So far fetched, Shaul Achad L'Chaveder, someone asked his friend, Ana Emsa Esh, where can I find fire? Amalei Heichon Nimsa Esh B'Beis Pleni, where we would always find fire in this person's house. Why? She has my hybrid basar v'dagim v'vashlam sham tamid. There's always meat and fish in this house. They're always cooking. The kitzah, he's trying to describe them as people that are gluttonous and they sit and eat. Im Haitzi B'derech Lashon Hara. That was his intention to describe them as people that always sit and eat meat. In Bechlam, when we're discussing Lashon Hara, so it's true that one is not allowed to spread lies about another person, but if a person did hear a Shmuel Ra about someone else, and for example, that he has a problem with the way he handles money or he stole, etc., and now someone else is going to lend him money, so you do have a chayva to save your friend, and you don't have to tell it as fact. He doesn't need to believe it as fact, but lemechash boy, he could be chayshish, and therefore not lend to the other person. And that is a chayva you do have to another person.